When is an empty field not just an empty field? When it is the site of a drive-in movie theater, and when it opened in 1951, Waterdown had the best in the country after a few forays into this type of business during the 1920s. The first patented drive-in opened in New Jersey in 1933. The concept was slow to catch on, but by the late 1940s, in-car speakers had solved the biggest issue, and the post-war boom of families, cars, and suburbs fueled the popularity of movies in a casual setting with the kids. The Clapeyson Drive-In had speakers for 1,000 cars. George Westra, Flamborough Archives Collection. The Clapeyson Drive-In Theater was built and operated by Windsor Drive-In Theaters, owned by the Dydzik brothers of Val d'Or, Quebec. Located on Parkside Drive just east of Highway 6, it was within easy driving distance of Hamilton, Flamborough, and Burlington. It opened on June 21, 1951, with a double feature of Daughter of Rosie O'Grady starring June Havers and Gordon McRae, and Bullfighters starring Laurel and Hardy, along with some cartoons. At the time, it was billed as the most modern theater in Canada and the first to use super high-intensity projection. The 20-acre site had room for 1,000 cars and had individual speakers for each car. The screen was 70 feet high, and the site was attractively designed to give the approach to the actual theater an air of distinctive elegance. There was a playground with a merry-go-round, swings, slides, a glider horse, and teeter-totters. The concession stand offered only the highest quality foods of popcorn, candy, hot dogs, coffee, ice cream, and soft drinks, and patrons could watch the screen while they ordered, or sit in the outdoor eating area. The concession stand at Clapeyson Drive-In, shown at right circa 1988, allowed patrons to watch the movie while they ordered, or to eat at an outdoor dining area. George Westra, Flamborough Archives Collection. While initially billed as a great evening outing for families, it quickly became the spot for teens to go, and many Waterdown residents have fond memories of hiding in the car trunk to get in, sneaking over the fence, or making out with that special someone. It provided jobs for many teens, and the manager lived on site in housing under the huge screen. But times change, and the evolution of home systems, VCRs and video rentals, cable TV and color televisions meant a decline in going out to watch a movie. The energy crisis of the 1970s also limited the use of gasoline, and the cars became smaller and not as comfortable to sit in for hours to watch a movie. Front bench seats became a thing of the past. By the 1980s, inflation and the cost of land meant it was very expensive to run a drive-in. Some theaters operated only on the weekends and showed X-rated movies to try to bring in viewers, but the writing was on the wall. The last movie at the Clapeyson Drive-In was shown in October 1986. Cineplex Odeon was looking to divest the company of the drive-in theater operations, and the lease lapsed at the end of 1986. In 1988, Marcel Mongin, chief operating office of John Dydzik Enterprises, told the Hamilton Spectator that someone had expressed interest in reopening the theater, but despite various plans to revitalize it, the theater never reopened. The property slowly decayed over the next few years, with people liberating various pieces of playground equipment and other bits of memorabilia, some with permission of the owner, some not. In October 1991, the buildings were demolished to clear the land for future development. While there is renewed interest in drive-in theaters, it is unlikely that Waterdown will ever be home to one again. Today, Clapeyson Avenue runs through the site, and parking spaces at a medical center and industrial plants are the only reason cars park there. The field where Clapeyson Drive-In once operated remains empty. Flamborough Archives photo.